Federal government has faced criticism after deflecting recommendations to raise the age of criminal responsibility to 15 and adopt national policies to address youth incarceration rates. Some states have ages as low as 10 years old, and the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child has pressured Australia to raise the age for over a decade. Jared Cross has the details.
In some Australian states and territories, the age of criminal responsibility is as low as 10 years old, meaning children can find themselves charged and facing time in correctional facilities before, as some suggest, they lack the cognitive function to digest their actions and the repercussions. Last week, at the UN's Universal Periodic Review in Geneva, Australia faced the Human Rights Council, who condemned the country's youth correction policies. These recommendations were met with disapproval by representatives, with the argument that it's largely a state and territory government process rather than a federal one. Criminal law and procedure expert Professor Heather Douglas from the University of Melbourne gave context on why this continues to be state-based.
Our custodial systems and so on, they're all state-based, so it would be a massive shift. It falls back to the Constitution, and there might be a real reluctance from the states to lose the powers to govern. There might be a reluctance to take on the financial burdens associated with criminal prosecution by the Commonwealth.
In May, 48 Australian organisations made a submission on raising the age of criminal responsibility to the Council of Attorney General Working Group. Youth Law Australia was one of these organisations. Their director, Matthew Keeley, had this to say on what was included.
The points that have been raised by us and other members of civil society focused a lot on reducing rates of incarceration for Indigenous people and specifically Indigenous young people through raising the minimum age of criminal responsibility. But also generally for all children and young people who come into contact with the criminal justice system, taking an approach that takes into account the best interests of the child and a therapeutic approach more so than the punishment approach currently taken.
Last year, the ACT became the first state or territory to raise the age to 14 years, still a year below the UN standard. Youth Law Australia believes the failure for action nationally will see us continue to fall behind on a global scale. Matthew Keeley again.
It can be done. There are other countries in the world that have done this, countries that have minimum ages of criminal responsibility of 14, 15, even 16. I just frankly think that they lack the courage to tackle this issue head on. It's not a question of it being difficult to do. It's a question of desire to do so. I am convinced that in years to come, we'll be seeing it as a form of systemic abuse, essentially, state-sponsored violations of fundamental rights. And the implications are huge for the children concerned, their families, and indeed for their communities. And this damage is going to be long-standing. It's why the issue really is an urgent one.
Indigenous youth are disproportionately represented in incarceration rates, 17 times as likely as young non-Indigenous Australians aged 10 to 17, according to a report published by the government's Australian Institute of Health and Welfare in February of this year. Palawaman and Amnesty International Australia's Indigenous Rights Advisor Rodney Dillon had this to say on the figures and lack of government intervention.
It's a huge thing against Aboriginal people. Have a look how many Aboriginal kids from 10 to 14 are in this prison system at the moment. I think that will give you some indication, and it's time that they started to lift their game and work with Aboriginal people rather than lock our kids up. We're a better country than keeping 10-year-old kids in a prison.
He went on to comment on how this affects the First Nations community and how it's likely to continue, referencing a plea from 31 member states of the UN for government action in January. Rodney Dillon again.
The intergenerational trauma that comes from this, we know that kids are interfered with in prisons. We've seen that here in Tasmania, but we've seen it in other prisons, and kids told us that's happened. And the lifetime of trauma that puts on a kid, they shouldn't need to have that. When you've got 30 other countries at the UN telling Australia they should be raising their age, look, that's an international embarrassment for this country.
Amnesty International's Australia's Indigenous Rights Advisor Rodney Dillon, ending that report by Jared Cross.